Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi has been labelled a homophobe today by the opposition leader Bill Shorten. The two clashed while Mr. Shorten was holding a news conference criticising the government's review of the Safe Schools program, which we've been talking about quite a bit on our show. Corey Bernardi happened to walk past, sparking a reaction from Mr. Shorten. Now, I think what happened here is that Corey Bernardi, and he's going to join us in just a moment, he'll be able to clear it up for us. Well, in fact, why don't I ask him right now? Corey Bernardi, the Liberal Senator's on the line. Senator, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Good to be with you. Why don't you explain the lead up to the whole thing, and then I can play the audio in question. So Bill Shorten is holding a press conference about the Safe Schools program. You happened to walk past. Was that by chance or was it deliberate?
No, it was actually by chance. I was on my way to another meeting, and as I was passing him, he started to talk about, the conservative wing of the Liberal Party and how terrible we were. And I made the comment, oh, that would be me, in which he responded. I mean, he should have ignored me, and I probably shouldn't have said anything, but he responded. And I said, but Bill, at least I'm honest. You're a fraud, because, and I've got many reasons for saying that, but he then lashed out and said I was a homophobe. And, you know, name-calling's unedifying. Let's make no bones about that. But this is a substantive debate. It's a substantive issue that is of concern to thousands and thousands of parents and impacts almost every child in our country. And he won't even enter the merits or otherwise of it. He just wants to call those opposed to it homophobes. And, you know, I can deal with that. So I've got no dramas with it. But the point is, he's called every concerned parent a homophobe because they're worried that over-sexualizing children at as young as 11 or even earlier is somehow, you know, homophobic. It's ridiculous. It's unedifying. And I reckon it's his Mark Latham moment. You know when Mark Latham monstered John Howard with that handshake? This is Bill Shorten, unhinged, rattled, and thinking, oh, my goodness, I don't know what to do.
All right, for anyone who didn't hear it, here's how that exchange played out.
We see this ridiculous, absurd obsession by the right wing of the Liberal Party about safe schools and making sure that we have... That'd be the chap. We see this ridiculous obsession...
At least I'm honest, Bill.
Yeah, well...
You're a fraud, mate.
No, mate. At least I'm not a homophobe either, mate. So let's just do the right thing here.
Are you a homophobe, Corey Bernardi?
You know, that's a ridiculous question. I understand why journalists have to ask it, but, you know, it perpetuates this whole leftist thing, which is where they can't... and they're not prepared to debate their arguments, where they haven't got facts on their side, they resort to name-calling. And it's homophobe, bigot, you know, right-winger, anything to shut down the debate. And I'm not buying into it, mate. I'm telling you, this is a watershed moment for Australian conservatives. We've got to say, this is not good enough. Engage us on the debate. Engage us on the merits of our arguments. Do not call us names, because that is what the radical Greens do. It is what those who are devoid of any substance do.
So you call him a fraud, and you acknowledge you probably shouldn't have spoken up at that stage. I mean, it's his news conference. You're not the first person to interrupt someone else's news conference. I know that Bill Heffernan has practically made a career of it, of turning up in the back of other people's press conferences and giving his 2 cents worth, but you acknowledge you probably shouldn't have yelled out the word fraud. He's yelled out the word homophobe. It's a pretty serious allegation. I mean, if you call someone a fraud, I'm sure that's not the first time that's been said in politics, but if you call someone a homophobe, it's a pretty serious allegation to level against someone, if not true. And I only ask the question because, as you know, when someone makes an allegation about you, of course, journalists are going to say, well, is it true or is it not?
Yeah, and Ben, I perfectly understand that, and journalists have asked that question, but I want to come back to this point that it is designed to stifle debate, that just because you have a difference of opinion about same-sex marriage or, you know, what they're teaching in schools, the agenda that's going on, that the left don't want to engage in tolerance or discussion. What they want to do is shut you down. And the easiest way to do it is to say you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe.
But you're not a racist, are you?
Well, I've been called a racist 1,000 times.
I know, but you're not, though, right?
Of course.
And you're not homophobic,
are
you?
And nor am I homophobic. What I'm concerned about is upholding traditional social and cultural values, which I think have an important role to play in this country. And I think I want to speak up for the silent majority, because there are many, many people out there who are worried about what is dominating the discussions in our parliaments today. It's not about taxes. It's not about strengthening families or anything else. It's about tiny minority interests squeaking as loud as they possibly can so they get some attention, and it's been driven through the media to sort of coerce people into accepting
it. Right, well, it's brought a lot more attention to the case. We haven't been ignoring it. It has been discussed at length on this program, so I don't need to go over it all again now, but if nothing else, it's brought more attention to the issue that you've been trying to bring into the spotlight. So that's probably the net result of the whole thing. We'll talk again soon, Corey. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Corey Bernardi, the Liberal Senator, joining us on the line.